Please turn in your Bibles to the book of Jeremiah. I would like to read from Jeremiah chapter 28. I encourage you to follow in the Bible today. We're going to probably spend a tremendous amount of time looking at the whole book of Jeremiah. I really wish that we had a couple of days just to sit here and read the book of Jeremiah. Probably 35, 40 years ago, I had an elderly member of the church that wanted me to come to his home every week. He wanted to go through the book of Isaiah. He wanted me to just take a few pages in the book of Isaiah and study that. And then the next week, we would take the next few pages. And I learned a lot by going through the book of Isaiah with him. And then he said, I want to do the book of Jeremiah. I learned a lot about the book of Jeremiah by going through that with him. So God put that man in my life for me to spend a lot of time going through and studying page by page, verse by verse, looking at the books of Isaiah and Jeremiah. I encourage all of you to do the same thing. I want to try to cover in one day what it took that man and I quite a while to cover, so you need to pray that God will help me. But please follow in your Bibles in the book of Jeremiah. I would like to read now from Jeremiah chapter 28, beginning in verse 15. The Word of God says, Then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah the prophet, and notice both of them are prophets, both of them, both Jeremiah and Hananiah are prophets. Hear now, Hananiah, the Lord hath not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie. I want you to hear what he's saying to Hananiah. God has not sent you. You're causing the people to trust in a lie. I want you to know that there are, in the Old Testament, there are a lot of false prophets. Hananiah was not a true prophet. And then when you turn to the New Testament, the Word of God tells us, Jesus says that we're to beware of false prophets which come in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Now, brethren, there are a lot of, just as Jeremiah and Hananiah, Jeremiah representing a true prophet of God and was a true prophet of God, and Hananiah was a false prophet. There were many false prophets and many true prophets. Today the same thing exists, and in fact I want to say that all people fall into one of two categories. They're either people that love and fear God and try to serve God, or else they are people that do not love God, they do not fear God, and they do not try to serve God. I think everybody fits into one of those two categories. And when we're teaching things that are contrary to the Word of God, then we're rebelling against God, and we're a false prophet when we're teaching things that are contrary to the Word of God. And there's more false teaching in America today than there ever has been before. There's more lies that are being taught than ever before. And so it is that you and I, as the people of God, if we love God, fear God, and want to serve God, we're going to be in the same kind of position that Hananiah and Jeremiah were in that Hananiah was against Jeremiah, and Jeremiah was against Hananiah. One was speaking the truth, the other was speaking a lie, and they stood against each other. Now God, through Jeremiah, God tells Hananiah, the Lord hath not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie. Did you know there are a lot of people who are trusting in lies today because they've been taught a lie? There are a lot of people today that believe that women can preach and hold the office of an elder or a bishop. Brethren, that's a lie from the devil. A lot of false prophets are teaching that. A lot of false churches and a lot of false preachers are teaching and preaching that. It's a lie from the devil. Doesn't matter who says it, it's against God's Word. And so it is that the true church of Jesus Christ is to uphold the truth. You, as a Christian, you're to be like Jeremiah. You're not necessarily to be a prophet or somebody that goes around preaching all the time, but you are to be a person that will rise up and stand up and speak the truth, especially when there are those that are believing a lie. A lot of false people today are saying that marriage can be all kinds of things. I'll tell you, the Word of God is very explicit about what is a marriage and what is an abomination in the sight of God. There are people that are calling that God calls an abomination. They're calling it a marriage today. They're liars. And you and I, as a people of God, have the responsibility to stand against all false teachings that come forth, whether they come from pulpits or from your friends or from your family. You must be like Jeremiah, who stood against Hananiah. So Jeremiah told Hananiah, God has not sent you, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, and this is what God says to Hananiah, now behold, I will cast thee from off the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die, because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord. You know, there's a lot of people that are rebelling against God's word today. Divorce and remarriage is being accepted by almost everyone today. In 1950, when I was a young boy, among primitive Baptists, there was not a single divorced pastor among primitive Baptists at that time, in 1950. Today, 2014, over half of our pastors are divorced and remarried. Do you know how it went from the people of God standing where God's word says to stand to where we are today? It got there because of false teachers who were rebelling against the Lord and teaching others false doctrine, and the people not rising up and taking a stand. Jeremiah was hated because of the stands he took. In fact, brethren, the people liked Hananiah more than they liked Jeremiah, because Hananiah spoke things that the people liked to hear. The Apostle Paul wrote to the young preacher Timothy, and he told him he better preach the word. You better not tell a lie. You better not teach something contrary to the Word of God. You better teach the truth and stand against lies. And he says, there will come false teachers. They have itching ears, and they're going around warning somebody to tell me, oh, that was nice. I enjoyed that. That was sweet. Listen, brethren, it is not my job to entertain you. It is my job to preach the Word of God. It is my job to preach the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And it is your job, as you hear the truth and you are taught the truth, it is your job to spread the truth. And when you hear a lie, when you hear about somebody that's rebelling against God and the Word of God, you're to stand up and say, thus saith the Lord. That's your job. That's our job. That's the church's job today. We're supposed to be as a city that's set upon a hill whose light cannot be hid. That light is the glorious light of the gospel. It's the truth of God's word. We need to be spreading the truth. We're the salt of the earth. We're supposed to be having a profound influence for good. Evil is prevailing today. Wickedness is prevailing, because there are so many Hananiahs and so few Jeremiahs. You need to be a Jeremiah. All of us need to be a Jeremiah. That's just a man of God that'll stand up and say, thus saith the Lord. There's so many things. I started to just make a list of all the lies that are believed by most of the people of God in America today. And the reason they believe that lie is because it's taught by so many preachers today. And the people love to have it so. What was going to happen to Hananiah? Was Jeremiah going to die? Jeremiah's going to die too. But judgment was coming on Hananiah. God was coming to Hananiah and said, God told Hananiah, you're going to die this year because you are teaching the people to rebel against God. Next verse, verse 17 says, so Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. So Hananiah died just exactly like God said he would. See, God doesn't lie. God doesn't threaten. When God says he's going to do something, God does it. When God told Eve and Adam, let's go back in the Bible just a moment. We're talking about those that say a lie and those that speak the truth. Go back in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 2. Here's a truth in Genesis chapter 2. Here's the beginning of lies right here. Here's the father of lies. And everybody, every time that you, and by the way, P.S., you sometimes speak a lie. So you better be studying the Word of God to find out what is truth. It's up to you and me and all of us as people of God. It's up to us to study the Word to see what is truth. We need to know the truth. The truth will set us free. And if you continue in His Word, you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free. In Genesis chapter 2, God told Adam in Genesis 2 verse 16, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." That's what God said. Did God tell Hananiah he was going to die? Did he die that year just like God said? Yep. God told Adam, "In the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." What did the devil say? "Thou shalt not die." Look at Genesis chapter 3. The serpent in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 4. "And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die." See, God said, "In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." The devil said, "You shall not surely die." Hananiah was an instrument of the devil. The devil's a liar, and he's the father of lies. And every time you ever lie, you have been a child of the devil in the sense you've been a follower of the devil and you have taught something or said something that was not true. And so it is the people of God, you and I, we need to see and understand there are just clearly two different groups of people on this earth. There are those that are going to take the truth of God's Word and hold it up and teach it and preach it and stand for it and walk in it. And by the way, if you're not going to try to walk in it, please keep your mouth shut. Nothing hurts Christianity more than people that just don't try to walk in the light of God's Word and then get out and talk about being a Christian. Now let's go back to Jeremiah. Turn back. I want us now to go quickly through the book of Jeremiah. We're going to cover the whole book of Jeremiah in just a few minutes. We're going to cover the whole book. So you got to hold on. You got to read fast. You got to look carefully. But I just want us to hit some of the points in Jeremiah. I want you to see, I believe that in a few minutes, if God will help us, I believe you'll see an overview of the life of Jeremiah. I think you'll be able to see God calling him and God sending him and God teaching him and God blessing him to stand up and speak to the people and teach the truth and have all kinds of opposition and people that hated him. If you're going to be a follower of Jesus, if you're going to be a Christian, you will be hated. Jesus said that. He said, they hated me, they're going to hate you. Who's going to hate you? Everybody that loves a lie, everybody that teaches a lie, everybody that wants to rebel against God, they will hate you when you try to confront them with that that's contrary to the Word of God in their lives. One pastor told me this past week, he said, "I don't like to ask you a question because you don't give me just the way you feel. I want to just know what you think. Every time I ask you a question, you always just have to want to go to the Scriptures." Well, that's exactly right, brethren, because what I think and what I feel and what I believe, apart from God's Word, it doesn't make any difference what you think and what I think. It does make a difference what God's Word says. And that's what you and I better learn and study so that we'll know the difference in a truth and a lie. A lot of people follow a lie thinking they're following the truth. A lot of people follow the devil thinking they're following Jesus Christ. If you think the devil can't trick the people of God, you read the book of Revelation and you read about multitudes of people that they followed the one that was wrong. They followed the evil one. They followed the devil. And they thought they were following the Lamb of God, and the whole time they were following the devil. That's what's happening today. Now in Jeremiah, let's look very quickly at Jeremiah. Let's start in Jeremiah chapter 3. Jeremiah chapter 3, starting in verse 12. Now I'm going to read quite a few verses of Scripture, and if you'll pray for God to help you to concentrate and stay on track, you will have a better picture of Jeremiah. And by getting a better picture of Jeremiah, you'll see what you have to face in your life as a servant of God, but you'll also see the great blessings that come to the great servant of God that stands up for what's right. Was Jeremiah a weeping prophet? Was he called the weeping prophet? You know why he was called a weeping prophet? He wept over the sin of the people of God. He wept over Israel turning away from God. He wept because he saw the condition of the people that he loved. He saw his nation abandon the principles of God. And I weep, and many other of you weep, because you see our nation abandoning righteous principles for lies. Oh, it's a sad time in America. Truth is trampled under the feet of the people today. Jeremiah chapter 3, beginning in verse 12, God says, "Go and proclaim these words toward the north, and say, return, thou backsliding Israel." Isn't that wonderful? Brethren, one of the most wonderful blessings that a man of God can say to the people of God is, return unto the Lord, and he will abundantly pardon. Isn't that wonderful? To say to the people of God, God says, if my people, which are called by my name, if they will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sin and I'll heal their land. That's what Jeremiah went out preaching. He's preaching to the people and say, return to the Lord. Come back to him. I'm telling you, that's what I'm telling you today, and that's what you need to tell everybody that you come in contact with. We need to return to the Lord. We need to get back to God and God's word and God's way. There's no other hope for you personally and your family and this church and this nation other than us returning to the Lord. So he says, return, thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful. Brethren, I thank God he is merciful. God says, for I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree. And ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you, one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. If you return to the Lord, you know what God will do? God will lift you up and bless you to be in Zion. You turn to the Lord, God will bless you to dwell in Zion. I'm not talking about going to heaven when you die. I'm talking about having some heaven right now. You want to have fellowship with God? All you got to do is return to the Lord, and he'll bless you. He'll take one of a city. Doesn't matter if there's not but one in the whole city. He'll take one of a city. He'll take two in the country, and he'll take them to Zion. And I will give you, verse 15 says, and I will give you pastors according to my heart. That's pastors that are going to tell you the truth. Like it or not, they'll tell you the truth. I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Brethren, one of my main purposes in preaching the gospel is for you to grow in a knowledge of the truth of God's word. I believe that every man called of God who's trying to teach the truth, he wants you to, the scripture says here, he's going to feed you with knowledge and understanding. Somebody that's here this morning emailed me and said, I fed on the messages that Brother Terry has been putting on the internet. Isn't that wonderful to feed on the Word of God? You see what a pastor is supposed to do? Feed my people, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. Feed them what? Feed them the Word of God. Feed them the truth. Give them the truth. Don't alter the truth. Don't compromise on the truth. Give them the truth. That'll save their soul. The Bible says in James 1:21, receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Did you know Hananiah, if he had listened to Jeremiah, he could have been saved from dying. But he didn't believe Jeremiah. A lot of people don't believe what you tell them, but it's true whether they believe it or not. And when they don't believe it and they harden their heart, they'll die. They'll perish. Did you know a lot of God's children today are dead while they yet live? You know why? Because they're just like Hananiah. They don't want to believe the truth. They'd rather believe a lie. They'd rather listen to a lie. And they're dead. A lot of churches that are dead today, they have a name that they live, but they're dead. Dead. Listen now in Jeremiah chapter 5. Jeremiah chapter 5. Listen carefully. In Jeremiah chapter 5, listen to verses 30 and 31. Now, what's the wonderful message of Jeremiah chapter 3? Come back. Return to the Lord. Return to the Lord. And I'll lift you up and I'll put you in Zion. Now, Jeremiah chapter 5, verses 30 and 31, a wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely. Well, who are some of those false prophets? Who is one of the false prophets that we've talked about? Hananiah, the prophet, but there were many of them. Hananiah wasn't the only one. There were more false prophets then in Jeremiah's day than there were true prophets. There are more false preachers today than there are true preachers. There are more false children of God than there are children of God that'll stand up and speak the truth. That's the reason. Listen, brethren, if you can't stand to be in a minority, you better get out of the church. If you can't stand the heat of being a Christian, just throw in a towel and quit pretending. You're called to be a soldier, and the battle's real, and you will be hated, and you will be persecuted. People will say all manner of evil against you falsely for Christ's sake. He says, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. And the heaven that's under consideration there is not the eternal heaven. It's the kingdom of heaven. And God gives you great joy. That's lifting you up, as Jeremiah said, being lifted up into Zion, being lifted up into the kingdom of heaven. Isn't that wonderful? But a wonderful and a horrible thing has happened. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. You hear the wording right there? My people love to have it so. You think that's true today? Do you know why false teachings abound today? Because people love darkness rather than light. Because the way that's evil is easier to follow than the straight and narrow way. You know why many walk the broad way? That's the easy way. That's the easy way. Listen, Jeremiah chapter 6. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 10. Jeremiah 6, verse 10. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Let me ask you a question, brethren. You think God's giving us warning today? You think God's giving me warning today? God's giving me warning and you warning today. God says, to whom will I give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised. And you want to think about the uncircumcised ear? That's not talking about somebody dead in trespasses and sins. That's somebody that has an ear, but there's a lot of filth around that ear. The Word of God says, circumcise your ears. The Word of God teaches us to circumcise the foreskin of our hearts. There's a lot of cleaning up that God's people need to do in their lives. And why can't they hear? Because their ears are uncircumcised. It says, behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Did you know there are people? Let me tell you something, brethren. Everybody is not going to be happy in the church of Jesus Christ. Everybody that comes to the church is not going to like what they hear. But when they come to the church of Jesus Christ, if they hear the word of God, and if they will repent and believe the word of God, they'll be happier than they've ever been in their lives. But if they won't have it, if they stop up their ears and go the other way, they're going to die. What happened to Hananiah? He died. I know he died a physical death, but I'm talking about children of God perishing in this world. And they perish because they love a lie rather than the truth. Adam and Eve died that day. Their physical life didn't end that day, but they died the day they ate of that fruit. They were separated from fellowship with God. They were put out of the Garden of Eden. That's what death means, is separation. And the people of God that will not respond in obedience to the truth of God's word, those that rebel against the truth, they're going to die. That's good. They're going to die. They're going to perish unless they return to the Lord. Verse 10, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight. My question is, do you delight in the word of God today? Do you delight in the word of God? I hope you do. There's some of God's word that's quite difficult. We studied about some of that in our Bible study lesson this morning. You asked some of the people in Bible study. We talked about some hard scriptures, some things. Love your enemies. Don't hold a grudge. That's hard teaching, brethren, but that's the truth of God's word. Listen, Jeremiah 6, verse 14, talking about the false prophets now. In Jeremiah 6, verse 14, Jeremiah says, God speaking through Jeremiah says, they have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly. You know who hurt the people? You know who hurt their feelings? You know who hurt their feelings? The true prophet. And do you know what the false prophets did? They healed the hurt. They put some false stuff on them, make them feel better. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Did you know people can't even blush today? I see people dressed some ways today, and I think, how in the world can somebody called a Christian be dressed like that? How in the world can somebody that is a Christian, listen, if you can't afford clothing that covers up most of your body, let me help you out. You can afford clothing that'll cover your body. Dresses that are too short, dresses that are cut too low in the front, dresses that are too tight, God's not pleased with that. And you're not showing respect to the house of God when you come to God's house dressed like that. And you're not showing respect to God when you go out in the world and you walk around like that. And let me say something to you young teenage girls. You wear a bikini, you wear two-piece bathing suits, may God have mercy on you and your parents. Parents that let their children go around half naked, those parents are going to die. They're going to die. Their hearts are going to be broken. Children are going to perish. Are there preachers that will tell you it's all right? Are there a lot of other people that will tell you it's all right? I would imagine there's somebody in this building that will tell you it's all right for you to do that. No doubt there is, because there are people that do it. So, yeah, there's people that will tell you it's all right. People can go out and not even blush. People can commit any sin in this Bible and never blush at all. Can't even blush. Therefore they shall fall. This is the rest of verse 15. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. You know what's going to happen to them? Same thing that happened to, who did we start off with? That was going to die? Hananiah. Same. Listen, brethren. Hananiah died a physical death. God's people experience the same thing when they promote and teach and live contrary to God's word. Thus saith the Lord, verse 16. I'll close right here. We're not going to finish Jeremiah this morning. You didn't expect us to anyway, did you? I was hoping we would, because I want to get to the end of the story, because it's a beautiful story. Verse 16 says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. I'll tell you, brethren, you can call somebody old fogey. You can call your parents old fogey. But you go back to 1950 and you'll see a completely different lifestyle in 1950 in the United States of America than we have today. And America was a nation that was strong and recognized as a Christian nation and a nation to be feared, because God was on our side. And God was on our side because we stood on God's word. And there were lots of true prophets back then. In fact, I'm going to declare to you today that in 1950, there were more true prophets in America than there were false prophets. And so God says to you and me today, in this wicked day in which we live, ask for the old path. Ask for them. They're there. They haven't changed. Oh, it's not just what grandma and granddaddy did, brethren. It's what the Bible says. That's the old path. May God help us, is my prayer for Christ's sake.